State Senator Donnie Trotter from Chicago led colleagues and students from the basement press room up to the governor's second floor office to hand-deliver legislation that would fund MAP grants. The monetary award program helps low-income students cover college tuition. It made good theater, and Alan Miggins, an admissions counselor from McMurray College, making his first visit to the State House, thought it might work. Then he found out that activists have held many similar rallies and news conferences on the same issue.
That's what I just heard. I heard this is something that happens over and over, and you wouldn't think that education funding would be stripped when there's more things they can strip from, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Why would you strip someone from their future, you know?
The governor has promised to veto Trotter's plan, saying the state doesn't have enough money to pay for it. Republican lawmakers have proposed their own bills to fund MAP by giving the governor extraordinary spending authority, but Democrats refuse to pass those. I'm Dusty Rhodes.